What is it going to be like to be judged by God, and are we preparing for that moment? You know, a couple days ago, our city got hit by the worst snowstorm in the last 13 years, and it took me 2 hours to shovel our driveway free of snow. But I have to tell you something, I was not caught off guard by the snowstorm. And the reason why is very simple. I'm no prophet. I just looked on the weather network and it said, snow was coming, get ready. So I did. I got ready. I went into the backyard. I picked up all the toys that the kids had there. I got all the bikes. I put them away. I covered things up for the winter. And then the storm hit. I was prepared because I knew what was coming. And God is so loving and so kind that He forecasts the most important things, most important events for us. For example, He forecasts through the prophets that a Messiah was coming. And then Jesus came into the world, the Messiah. And then what did Jesus do? He prophesied the most important events about His life. He said He was going to suffer, that He was going to die, and that He was going to rise again on the third day. These events should not have caught anyone off guard who were following Jesus, because He said that was coming. And then He said He was going to come again to judge the living and the dead. And there's a moment coming in your life and in mine where God has foretold for us so that we can prepare. And what is that moment? We are going to stand before the judgment seat of God, and we will see our soul as God sees it. And in that moment, we will know our eternal resting place, either heaven or hell. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due to us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. This moment will happen when we die, and it's called the particular judgment. And it should not catch us by surprise, for we have been told it will happen. What will it be like? Well, we don't know exactly for sure, but we can get a glimpse into it from what other people have experienced. For some souls have been given a special grace to see that moment and what it will be like to stand before God. One example of this is Saint Faustina. And her experience serves as a warning and also a teaching for us. Once I was summoned to the judgment seat of God. I stood alone before the Lord. Suddenly, I saw the complete condition of my soul as God sees it. I could clearly see all that is displeasing to God. I did not know that even the smallest transgressions will have to be accounted for. What a moment! Who can describe it? To stand before the thrice holy God. Jesus asked me, "Who are you?" I answered, "I am your servant, Lord. You are guilty of one day of fire in purgatory." I wanted to throw myself immediately into the flames of purgatory, but Jesus stopped me and said, "Which do you prefer, suffer now for one day in purgatory or for a short while on earth?" I replied, "Jesus, I want to suffer in purgatory, and I want to suffer also the greatest pains on earth, even if they were until the end of the world." Now, my friends, get this. Saint Faustina is a holy woman when this happens. She's living a religious life. She spends most of her day in prayer. And this moment, her judgment, caused her to want to throw herself into the flames of purgatory to make reparation for her sin. Even her smallest transgressions were before her eyes and caused her to tremble. Like, something tells me that if this is how it went for her, it's going to be a little bit worse for me, because I feel like she's probably got a little bit one up on me, or two or three or four, or maybe many more regarding holiness. So I fall short. I don't know about you. This inspires me to prepare for that moment of judgment. And how should we prepare for that moment of judgment to stand before God? Three things I'm going to say. One, pray. Pray daily. Two, participation in the sacramental life of the church, regular reception of the Eucharist, and confession of sin. Number three, this is what I want to focus on, fidelity to the grace of the moment. Just fidelity to what we have to do in life. And often those duties that we have in life bring their difficulties. And so what do we do with those difficulties, with those sufferings, with those challenges that we all have? offer them to Jesus for reparation for our own personal sin and that of the whole world. One thing we should not do is waste these difficulties by complaining about them. I have a spiritual gift of complaining. I got to work on that, right? And I realize every time I'm complaining about what is wrong in the world, I'm missing the cross to offer to Jesus, to win grace for myself, for my family. What about you? So we can prepare for this moment by offering our difficulties to win great grace for the world and ourselves. How are we going to find the strength to do that? St. Faustina, again, offers an insight. Jesus said to her after this, "Now rest your head upon my bosom and on my heart, and draw from it strength and power for these sufferings, because you will find neither relief nor help nor comfort anywhere else." How are we to find the strength to endure the difficulties in life and to offer them to Jesus? Jesus makes it clear to St. Faustina, resting in God's love. That is where our strength comes from. Jesus continued, "Know that you will have much, much to suffer, but don't let this frighten you. I am with you." Friends, do we have much to suffer as well? I think we do. Look at the world. It's chaos around us. And as chaos is on the increase, so is suffering. We have the suffering of COVID-19. We have the suffering from isolating, being disconnected from loved ones that we want to connect with, but we can't because of perhaps restrictions that have been placed upon our lives because of COVID-19. We have political chaos. We have moral chaos within the world. Right and wrong has been turned upside down. We have a crisis of faith within the church that would be silly to ignore. It's there from the top down. There's much suffering right now. And what can we do? We can draw strength from the love of God to endure these sufferings and then to offer them for reparation for this, our own sin and for that of the whole world. Do we need to be afraid? No. God's word says perfect love casts out all fear. And so what we need to do is be faithful. Faithful to prayer, faithful to the participation of the sacraments, faithful to the duty of the moment, all of this which disposes our hearts to the love of God. And when we do this, we will rest in His love. In the words of St. Augustine, our hearts are restless. Our hearts are restless until they rest in Thee. And when we rest in Him for all eternity, that, my friends, is the fulfillment of our deepest desire for happiness. So let's prepare for that moment to receive our eternal reward. Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.